When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
AFC matchup of the week on deck. Bills and Dolphins. Yep. James Jackson, Straight Facts Podcast. Yeah, he's got an arm on your head. Whose head is he getting on this week? We'll find out very shortly. The Browns, they beat the Steelers. Is it time for picket time yet? Well, we'll talk about that with the fellas. And Jerry Jones, well, he's hoping for a quarterback's controversy? Really? Well, can't wait to hear what TJ and Plex have to say about that. You're about to hear that. Up on Game is coming at you right now.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burles alone. Touchdown. And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington. TJ Hushmanzada.
They lose first round. Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
All right. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code UPONGAME for a special offer when you sign up. That's code UPONGAME, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you want to catch up with us on the Twitter, it's at Hoosh84. It's at Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington, and at Fox Sports Radio. You want to listen somewhere else other than your radio? FoxSportsRadio.com, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM 83. Shouts out to all our affiliates out there that support us. We appreciate you giving us the opportunity to be on your airwaves. Good Saturday to everyone. Great football Saturday to everyone out there. TJ, Plex, cue up the smooth sounds, the smooth music, because here we go, here we go, here we go, y'all. Hey, TJ, hey, Plex, how are you guys doing this weekend, man?
Man, we always doing good, baby. We need to rock and roll, man. Clear skies and palm trees today, baby.
My man come in. He ready.
I just had to remind y'all, because, you know, they've been playing good football. Y'all remember that bet we made with them Detroit Lions, right? Y'all remember that, right?
Who was they?
Hey, Ryan, pour that up for your boy. Thank you.
It's too early for that, Ryan.
Pull it up for your boy.
It's coming.
Do we really have the sound of this? Was there really some sound of TJ saying something about the Detroit Lions?
So, TJ, are you insinuating that Dan Campbell is taking on the attitude of his city? They biting off kneecaps now?
getting knocked the hell out, but getting up and biting kneecaps.
The Detroit Lions will not finish last in that division, and y'all beg to differ.
Yeah,
I mean, it's early in the season. I just want to remind y'all, it's early in the season.
It's only week two. We'll get to it.
Yeah, it's early in the season, but I like what I'm seeing.
I wouldn't brag about that right now, but, you know, it's good to be bold in the moments of time where the being bold can be, you know,
and
rewarded.
I even told y'all, hey, Tua and the Dolphins was going to make it happen.
Come on,
and it's early in the season as well.
35 points and a half, I mean, that's pretty good. But LeVar is still the same guy that said the Green Bay Packers will win the Super Bowl this year.
I did, and it's still early in the season. Hey, listen, so speaking of that, we'll get to some other things. Obviously, James Jackson on your head will be next, and we'll preview. We'll talk about that Browns and Steelers game. Can't wait to hear Plex's take on the Steelers. Yeah, it'd be interesting. And Jerry Jones, you know, some controversy there could be brewing in Dallas. But you made mention of the Miami Dolphins, TJ, and, you know, they have a big game this week. In fact, that's the AFC matchup of the week, the Bills and the Dolphins. And the Bills are going to Miami to play them. I'm interested to hear your guys' thoughts on this game, because the Bills are seemingly as good as advertised. I mean, like we said, it is early in the season. So just like you can talk about a team that, well, seemingly was a bad team that looks pretty good right now, could possibly not be good later on. I mean, this Bills team, it's early, but they look the part. They seemingly are way better, whatever the Von Miller effect is on teams. This defense is much better, much improved from being a good defense the last few years. And the offense, it just seems like Josh Allen has improved leaps and bounds as a quarterback every single year he's been in the league. Man, Diggs is playing some great football. They seem balanced. Is this the team to beat? And what type of implications are there connected to this Miami game? Because while we will look at Miami and say this is a talented group, finally Tua gets going, they were down. Baltimore had the game, and I don't know if this was more about Baltimore losing the game versus it was this Miami Dolphins team winning the game. Well, go ahead. You guys got it. Go ahead. Take it.
Oh, it has everything to do with Baltimore losing this football game. And listen, if you're going to halftime, you're 28-7, and you're playing in Baltimore, I mean, we've always said that the AFC North is probably one of the toughest divisional conferences in football. And listen, I don't care who Tua has. We know that he has all the speed in the world at the wide receiver position, Waddle, Cheetah, and the other young man. But for them to score 35 points in the second half down in Baltimore to win that football game, I mean, trust me, nobody saw that coming. When the score was 28-7, I thought the football game was over with, to be honest with you. Because I'm just thinking that, you know, look, Tua's going to be Tua. it's going to take the Miami Dolphins a little bit more time going into the season to gather rapport and to be able to go up and, you know, put those kind of points up that we saw the other day, but not in week two. I was surprised the way that they came out and performed offensively, especially against a defensive football team, and for them to score that many points in the second half. So, listen, I may have spoken some words about Tua not being as good as I thought he was, but, man, listen, he was delivering that football, man. He was accurate. And then, of course, man, adding Tyreek Hill, man, he just changes the whole, you know, complexity of your offense, just being able to run through the zone, getting guys open. And, you know, listen, the Miami Dolphins are extremely explosive.
Mm. This is the thing. The Bills, they're the number one defense in football last year. Number one defense in the National Football League last year. The Bills looked the part. They play the part. They are the part. That's just what they are. The Bills have a really good team. But when I look at each team, Tua was really good in college. Really good in college. Would have quite possibly been a first pick. He doesn't get hurt, or if Joe just doesn't play out of his world. Still drafted top five. He had extremely talented weapons at Alabama. He comes into the league. He done had a player's around him in a league that he had in college. So he doesn't play well. It doesn't help that Brian Flores, he has three offensive coordinators in 2 years. People forget that. Brian Flores, I don't know if he supported Tua the way he needed to be supported. He gets a new head coach. He gets a receiver that can just flat out play. Now Tua looks like, oh, my God, he's a guy he was at Alabama. It's early in the season. It's only two games. So there's so much more to show. He's going to continue to show that because he has receivers now that he had similarly in college. They can run. They're quick. They're going to run routes. They're going to threaten defenses. Tua looks the part. What I don't like is, oh, Tua can't play. Tua's this. Tua's that. Tua starts playing well. Well, you know he does have Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, so he should play well.
Ain't that what you just said, though?
No, you can't. To me, this goes hand in hand because there's certain quarterbacks that – how many quarterbacks, it doesn't matter who they playing with, they're going to make it happen? How many?
Maybe one or two.
Maybe one or two. Exactly. So right. Every quarterback, you got to have these receivers on the outside and tight ends. It's a complementary game. It's 11 guys. And so I believe this matchup is going to be a good matchup. The Bills are a better complete team, but they have some key players missing. It's not like they're going to be going at them in full strength. I'm looking forward to it. It should be very interesting because Tyreek Hill is one guy that the Bills, they seem to change up how they play when he's on the field. So that will be interesting.
And defensively for the Bills, man, losing Micah Hyde for the season, man, that's a big blow on some shoes they're going to have to fill, and I don't think they're going to be able to do it right away.
Yeah, his athleticism, his ability to read the quarterback and keep guys on the same page. Like, back into that defense, a lot of times guys like him, you really don't appreciate him, and then when they're not on the field, you're like, oh man, especially the other guys on the team, other guys on that defense. When you're a good communicator, they're going to miss that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I think this is a tremendous moment more for the Dolphins than for the Bills, right? I think this is – the Bills can continue to show their dominance, but if they were to lose this game, I think it would be more about praising Tua, depending on his performance, which I think he's going to have a tremendous performance for them to win this game. So I think this is just more about more of the Miami Dolphins versus it being the Bills. If the Bills let this get away, I think it does raise questions, but not enough questions to say this still isn't probably the team to beat in the National Football League, depending on the way they would lose the game. But for the Dolphins, this could be a defining moment for them. The coach's young career, Daniel, his young career in Miami, this could go a long way for job security for the head coach. This could go a long way for Tua being the catalyst of this team and what that means moving forward after such a turbulent and scrutinized start to his career.
I'm really excited to see how this plays out because it's an early season matchup, but yet it just seems to be a lot riding on it as it applies to is this Miami Dolphins team, can we take them seriously, or was that, you know, kind of an aberration of sorts for them against the Ravens and being able to come back the way that they did. I mean, sometimes you could take your foot off the pedal and take that, you know, not have that gas down, and then a team can, you know, catch up to you and you just don't have the ability to be able to change the tide. And it's, you know, I'm not sure if that was the case, but it could have been. So I'm interested to see how that ends.
Yeah, I think even if the Miami Dolphins do win this football game, and if they win it convincingly, I don't think everybody's going to jump out of the window and say that the Miami Dolphins are the team to beat in this division.
But you're going to start adding them to the conversation. I'll tell you that. You're going to start – if they have a convincing win, hell, I don't care if it's convincing or not. If they beat the Bills – you're going to start having a conversation about the Miami Dolphins being a legitimate contender for the AFC South, and who knows? Like, it sets AFC's. The stage. Excuse me, AFC. It sets the conversation up for what do you, you know, how do you look at this team moving forward, right? I mean, it drastically changes the narrative if they beat the Bills, right or wrong.
Yeah, because nobody thought or would think that the Miami Dolphins would be competitive enough, you know, this year to be able to beat the Bills. I mean, that was a foregone conclusion that they could, you know, go to Buffalo or Buffalo go to Miami and them for to win this football game. So, I mean, listen, everything is on the way up for them, but if they do go out and get a win, you know, maybe the Miami Dolphins are turning the corner.
I could dig it.
I still believe the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl, but win, lose, or draw, this means more for Miami. That win last week was an eye-opener. This will show, like, they for real. The Miami Dolphins, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with now to the end of the season.
All right, well, we'll see how that plays out, and we'll definitely be around to talk about it and discuss it. Jerry Jones, he's hoping for a quarterback controversy. Really? That should be interesting. We got the sound on that. We'll get to that later. But next, it's going to be our guy, James Jackson, of the On Your Head podcast. He's getting on somebody's head, and we'll discuss that in moments, all right? So you're listening to Up On Games, TJ Hushman's Eyes, Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, welcome back into the show. You're listening to Up on Game. We'll get to Jerry Jones in a matter of moments. We'll get to the legendary man himself, Isaac Lowenkron, for our trending. But first, right now, we got to get to our guy, James Jackson. You know, he gets on people's head from the Straight Facts Podcast on Up on Game Presents Network. I wonder whose head he's going to get on this week. Well, without further ado, let's find out.
Oh, yeah!
Now, it's
Move It Like This.
I'm On Your Head with James Jackson.
Now, we know that there are a lot of teams who didn't end the season last year the way that they wanted to. Some teams so much so that they got rid of their quarterback and brought in a new one who's about a decade older, thinking that that was going to be the answer to their problems. But it's not. The Indianapolis Colts. I'm on your head. See, this is a team who coming into the season this year had aspirations of winning the AFC South. But right now, it's their season that's going down south. Because starting off the season by first tying the Texans and then getting goose-egged, blanked by the Jacksonville Jaguars, I mean, that's not even shaky, man. That's just straight up disappointing. And bad quarterback play continues to haunt this team. So through two games, let's take a look at QB Matt Ryan's stats this season so far. Only 547 yards, one touchdown, four picks on a 64 quarterback rating. Yeah, I'd say Matty Ice is starting to freeze up just a little bit. And that's really tough that this is the one position that they can't get good, consistent play out of. It's ironic that ever since Andrew left, they haven't had any luck at quarterback, isn't it? But I don't feel bad for Indy at all. They really could have decided to just run this back with Carson, fix a few things here and there, and hopefully it would be better. But instead, you run him out of town, and now you're stuck with Matt Ryan for the rest of this season at least, so figure it out. But it's really not all his fault. This Colts team just doesn't seem to have the same giddy-up as they did last season. So they better thank their lucky horseshoes that they play in the AFC South. Because even with an 0-1-1 start, there's still time to dust themselves off and get back on the horse. The Colt, to be specific. I'm on your head.
Oh, 1-1. Hey, TJ, let me ask you a question. When this trade happened between the Atlanta Falcons and Carson Wentz, I remember me and you having this conversation, and I specifically asked you this question. I said, do you think that, so are you telling me that Matt Ryan is a tremendous upgrade from Carson Wentz?
I don't think you used the adjective.
I don't think you used the adjective tremendous. Yes, he is.
No. I don't think you said tremendous. You didn't use the word tremendous, but
I did. Come on now.
Give or take a few words that you just expressed. You are correct, Plexico. You are. I believed he was more consistent than Carson Wentz. The Colts just aren't a good football team right now. Shakir Leonard, who was previously Darius Leonard, isn't healthy. He isn't playing. Their best receiver, Michael Pittman, did not play last week. They have a hard time against Jacksonville regardless. All I'm saying is you are right.
On offense, and you have Jonathan Taylor at running back, and you can't find a way to put 3 points on the board?
Let me ask you this, Plex. Michael Pittman isn't playing, can you name another receiver on that team?
Well, that ain't my Hilton. Problem.
T.Y. Hilton ain't even in the league, LeVar.
T.Y. Hilton, go.
So, no, and that's my point. And it's not to disparage any of them. It's Michael Pittman isn't playing. I didn't say name a starter. I said name another receiver on that team. Nobody knows Desmond Patton. Nobody knows Alex Pierce. They don't know these dudes.
And I mean, so, just because you don't know who they are, they still got to go out and perform. Man. I mean, their name doesn't have to jump off the back of his jersey for them to be able to play football.
If Jonathan Taylor can't be effective, that means the opposing team's defensive coordinator doesn't respect what you have on the outside. We're going to load up on a run and force you to beat us. I do believe Matt Ryan played a more consistent brand of football at the quarterback position than Carson Wentz. He's not going to turn the ball over. He's not going to fold. But they don't have the weapons. They're struggling. And then I need to check on my boy Darnell Smith. He was doing, oh, my coach going to the Super Bowl. They fighting just to win the division. They are in a rough spot. But these quarterbacks need weapons. You got to understand, man, look at Matt Ryan's career and who he's played with at the skill position. Yeah, just look.
He's had some players.
Roddy White, Julio Jones, Tony Gonzalez, Calvin Ridley, Kyle Pitts. I mean, what? This is his career, not a season or his career. He's had those guys.
That's true. That is true, Plex. I think it's a grave scenario that plays out for the Colts. I'm going to be honest with you. This was a team that looked like roster-wise they were ready to go, you know, make a run for that Super Bowl. But they just they look like they are regressing, like, seriously. Like, I don't know that this is it's an early season deal and they'll get it together and they'll play. I was a skeptic of Matt Ryan just because of his age. I mean, I'm going to just be honest. It just seemed like he got the hell beat out of him and just wasn't the same guy in Atlanta, and that's why they were okay with letting him go. Sometimes another person's trash becomes somebody else's treasure. We've seen that happen before, but sometimes somebody's trash and somebody else's trash. You know,
man, and you just got to address it and be like, listen, TJ, all those players that you just named, Kyle Pitts, Tony Gonzalez,
Roddy White, Julio
Jones, Roddy White, all those players that he played with, you're exactly right. But if you can't get it done with those group of guys, then what the hell are you going to do when you don't have a Pittman or you don't have any wide receivers? I mean, how do you expect for this young man to perform?
It's going to be tough. That's why James was on their head.
Well, we're going to find out.
I guess
out.
That's why he had to get on their head. But you know who's going to get on this updating and this trending? You know who gets on that? You know who crushes it like no one else does? You know who knocks them down like, well, Mike Tyson did? Yeah, well, you know. It's our guy, Isaac Lowenkron. What you got?
Not just how Mike Tyson would typically knock people out. I'm talking about Mike Tyson against Michael Spinks. 91 Ooh. Seconds, if you will. And you know what, guys? Reason why, we got a ton of fresh NFL news for you. Starting with this, the Buffalo Bills, their safety Micah Hyde, going to be placed on season-ending injured reserve today because of his recent neck injury, according to his agent. The Baltimore Ravens have downgraded left tackle Ronnie Stanley to out for tomorrow's game at New England because of an ankle injury. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers announced moments ago that they have elevated recently signed receiver Cole Beasley to their active roster for tomorrow's game against the Green Bay Packers. Multiple NFL owners have told the Washington Post in recent days that they believe serious consideration may be given to attempting to oust Washington Commanders owner Daniel Snyder from the league's ownership ranks, either by convincing him to sell his franchise or by voting to remove him. Snyder is facing a congressional investigation and a separate league-commissioned investigation into allegations of misconduct. Other than that, everything's fine. Anyway, on the college football scoreboard right now, Georgia on a 75-yard touchdown run by Brock Bowers and a safety has a 9-3 lead over Kent State 10 minutes into the game. Fourth-ranked Michigan up 7-3 over Maryland 4.5 minutes in. Fifth-ranked Clemson has just taken a 14-0 lead at Wake Forest with 5:09 left to play in the first quarter. 17th-ranked Baylor and Iowa State tied at 7 with 2:55 left to play in the first quarter. And number 24, Pittsburgh, has a 14-6 lead as we speak over Rhode Island. And they have 5 minutes and 9 seconds left to play in the first quarter there. Let me see. Is there any other score from the top?
Did you have Michigan State? Did you have Michigan State in there from last week?
I'm only doing top 25 scores right now.
Okay.
I'm wondering if there's any other top 25 scores.
We don't play until 3:30, fellas.
Oh, you know what? There is one top 25 score I missed. No interest to anybody here. 14th-ranked Penn State. A 14-0 lead over Central Michigan with 4:22 left to play in the first quarter. Back to you.
We're talking about Central Michigan. Yeah.
We're talking about Michigan State last week.
It's a tough venue for anybody to play at.
Well, I tell you what, if you thought it was a tough venue or not, you could have put your bet down at the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. All right, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code UPONGAME for a special offer when you sign up. That's code UPONGAME, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Guys, the Browns beat the Steelers. The Steelers seemingly had pulled things together. They get out of a game with Cincinnati, TJ's team, and you know what? It wasn't pretty, but you had the feeling that this team could be that scrappy Pittsburgh team that plays defense, finds a way to move the ball on the ground and gets the ball to receivers seemingly every single year. It doesn't look like it's playing out that way right now. And we heard at moments in time where, you know, the fans were chanting for Pickett. Now, do you have this sound, Sam and Bursch of Ben Roethlisberger? Maybe it wasn't sound. Maybe it was just a quote. But I thought it was interesting. Ben Roethlisberger comes out and basically is chastising people for not looking at Mitch Trubisky as being the issue, saying that this guy is basically a product of the system, of the scheme. And Matt Canada has now found himself in the crosshairs of a focal point of an inept offense that can't seemingly be able to score. But at the same time, this defense isn't a dominant defense either. Cleveland was able to really do what they needed to do, running the ball, moving the ball to get touchdowns to win this game. What is the prognosis? I'll start with you on this one, Plex, because this is your team. Can Mike Tomlin, as great a coach as he has been, as record-setting, legendary, as he's created accolades of never losing, having a losing season, it looks like he's in danger of losing that standing this season.
Hey, you know, he hasn't had a losing season since he's been the 10-year head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it may be going the other way. And can we just address the elephant in the room, please?
Let's do it.
A few weeks ago. It's tough for me to believe that the best option at quarterback for the Steelers is Mitchell Trubisky. Listen, he may be a hell of a guy. I've never met the young man. He may be a great person. But you know what? He just can't play quarterback. And that's just plain and simple. We know who Mitchell Trubisky is. He was a backup to Josh Allen for 2 years. So what makes us think that he is going to come off the sideline and change his stripes? We know who he is as a quarterback. He's not an elite quarterback, average at most. And guess what I said? I said Mitchell Trubisky and Marcus Mariota are 31st and 32nd best quarterbacks in this league. And right now Mitchell Trubisky is ranked 32nd at quarterback with yards per pass. We know who he is. He's not going to come in and give you any kind of performance as far as throwing the football where teams are going to respect him. They're not going to do it because he hasn't shown us anything to make us think that he's any different of a player when he was in Chicago. And I keep saying that. When he was bought in, I thought that the Pittsburgh Steelers bought him in to be an insurance policy and they were going to start Kenny Pickett. Right now, you're looking at a situation where, you know what, we might as well just put the young fella in, see what we can get out of him, because the guy that's under center number 10, he's not giving us the best option to win football games. And it happened to us back in 04. We won it. We won week one against the Cleveland Browns. Unfortunately for Tommy Maddox, he went down in Baltimore. Insert number 7, Ben Roethlisberger, and there goes history. Put this young man in the football game right now because you have nothing else to lose.
You expect him to be as good as Ben?
No, but you insert Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Ben, but this Pittsburgh Steelers team is out to say T.J. Watt's out for the season with a torn pec. And I've never seen the Cleveland Browns run the football on the Pittsburgh Steelers like they did, like Nick Chubb, 171 yards. The motto in Pittsburgh is, you know what? The standard is the standard. And giving up 171 yards to Nick Chubb rushing football, that is not the standard. That will not be tolerated in Pittsburgh under any assumption. You can't stop the football. You can't stop the run. Movement, running the football and moving the chains and keeping the clock running is a recipe for winning football. And the rule of thumb in this profession, if you cannot stop the run, you can't play defense.
And that's why when you bring up Ben Roethlisberger, it's not going to happen. Ben Roethlisberger was carried by that defense. That defense now is not going to carry Kenny Pickett. I felt like Mitchell Trubisky was the best option because they know they need somebody that has some type of experience. Kenny Pickett, they want him to stay on the side. Kenny Pickett is going to be the starting quarterback by week 7 at the latest. He'll be the starting quarterback. They just hope that Trubisky can get him some wins, keep him competitive, which he's done. He's shown who he is. But there's a reason this quarterback class this season, the rookie class, wasn't highly thought of. There was really, who's the first round? I don't know. Kenny Pickett slides into the first round. Kenny Pickett, what are you going to do better than Mitch Trubisky doing? Run around? Well, and so they're trying to get him settled, get him more experience just from watching, learning. By midseason, the same way they did with Big Ben, he's going to be inserted as a starter. The biggest difference is that defense isn't going to be able to carry him like they did with Big Ben. And so he'll have some growing pains. And this will be Mike Tomlin's first losing season.
Ooh,
it happens.
Hey, tag that one right there. Tag that.
Tag it. Tag it.
Tag.
Hey,
that
and
one.
I will say this: people are not giving Jacoby Brissett enough.
Oh,
respect.
He balling.
I mean, he's going for 21 for 31. He's managing the hell out of the football game.
Hey, hold up.
He's an accurate passer.
Hey, he learned just gonna the game. Say he went 21 for 31. Trubisky wasn't too far behind. I mean, I'm just saying. Now it's completely different. Yeah. But he wasn't too far behind.
Hey, and when you know, and I think about Jacoby Brissett, you know what the first thing comes to mind?
What?
Indianapolis Colts, y'all had him at quarterback, but he wasn't good enough for you.
Nah, that he didn't have true. A good enough team around him. People, the Browns have a roster.
Hey, you know what comes to mind when I hear Jacoby Brissett? I think about brisket. For some strange reason, I don't know. It's Saturday.
It's because you like to cook and eat.
It just kind of hits me in a way where I'm like, brisket. Like,
man, some brisket shoulder sounds so good right now, too.
Doesn't it? And I almost feel like we should call it Jacoby Brisket. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just me. I get a little hungry. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you what, somebody else is hungry, and he's hungry for some quarterback controversy for the team that he owns. We'll get into that. And we're heading into hour two as well. Stay locked in. This is Up On Game. That's TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. We're going to take a quick break. And on the other side of the break, yeah, you're going to hear about this, all right? Yeah, Jerry Jones. Anyways, all right, we're going to take a quick break.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex.
twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, yeah, come on, yeah, come on, yeah, come
get
on,
loose.
Welcome back, yeah, welcome back, yeah, welcome back into the show, Up on Game. It's live from the TireRack.com studios, yeah, TJ Plexico, I'm LA, and you are joining us, woo, right now. Right now, y'all joining us? Yeah, and think about this. If you want to gamble today, go to DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. Yeah, download the DraftKings Sports app today. Today. Use code Up on Game. Thank you. Thank you. Use code Up on Game for a special offer when you sign up. All right. That's code Up on Game only at DraftKings. That's right. We are in the Up on Game TireRack.com studio. Fellas, Jerry Jones, man, this dude, he's a brilliant guy. Whether you like him, whether you love him, whether you hate him, I don't know. But Jerry Jones always is the quote in the soundbite that keeps on giving. He says some of the most interesting things out of his mouth when he does his weekly spots on the radio. Fellas, here's one of the latest things he had to say, and I just got to hear what you guys are thinking about it. Go take it away with Jerry's thoughts on the quarterback situation.
Wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing that happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If he comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush, played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
I mean, did he just tell the world that basically Prescott is in the same position that Tony Romo was in when he lost his job to Dak Prescott? I mean, we only got a couple seconds here, but guys, I mean, what's your take on Jerry Jones? Like, of course I'm okay with there being a quarterback controversy.
Man, Jerry just talking. He don't mean that. He don't want no controversy. They just paid Dak. Man, they cut Cooper Rush and nobody signed him. Yeah, he beat the Bengals. The Bengals aren't playing good. Man, he don't want a controversy. That will not be a controversy. That's just all talk.
Man, whatever it takes to motivate your team, Jerry Jones is going to do it. And those comments that he just made to everybody, he just doesn't want to have another losing season. So, he wants his quarterback to go out and win some games so they can at least compete in the NFC East to win the division. But as far as a quarterback controversy, we know that Rush is not the guy. Like you say, they just paid Dak. He's a franchise quarterback. But he's just hoping that, you know what, I just hope Connor Rush don't fall on his face. And when Dak Prescott is healthy enough to come back, we at least have an opportunity
to make
the playoffs. But controversy? Not going to happen.
If I was James Jackson, I would have got on Jerry Jones's head on this one. Hour 2 coming up next, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.